count of Wildy and Tausch begins now as we play a little catch-up because we had Corey Linsley and we had Uncle Homer, and obviously we love it when Brian is here. Brian Bulaga is our cousin sub of the day. So let me just ask this question, because Brian, you are a huge Premier League guy. You love your soccer, your football. Jesse, and the World Series was on last night. The girls had a bunch of activities going on. We had a concert that we had to go to that I thoroughly enjoyed. I should not have said had to. Went to.
Had the opportunity to go to.
Yes. Some beautiful singing voices being heard, including my own afterward, because one of the songs was really catchy. Do we really need NBA basketball on NBC on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, we do. Prime time, baby. Cue up the music.
Like, we don't have enough.
Yeah.
We don't have like enough Law and Orders or other like regular television shows. Tuesday night NBA basketball. It's fantastic on NBC.
The best theme song in sports. The NBA on NBC, Round Ball Rock, back in action there. It was weird.
No one's saying it's not. I mean, I was so used to it being like on the weekends, right? Like when I was growing up and the Bulls would be it would be the weekends. And, like, you know, that's what I was used to, that theme song. And, you know, it'd be the weekends. Not a Tuesday night. It was the big games on the weekends, that song, not the Tuesday night. Who's watching it on Tuesday night?
I was dialed in last night. I switched over to Peacock to watch the second game.
Yeah, it was the Bucks.
And Giannis had a great game against the Knicks. That's a big win for the team early in the season.
Are you watching Golden State and Denver on Tuesday night?
No, Jason. I watched Golden State and the Clippers on Peacock last night. Sure did.
Oh, my gosh. Do you go to bed? Like, do you sleep?
I get about 6 hours a night normally, and then I pick one weekend day and I sleep in a bit. Yeah. Is it the healthiest lifestyle? No, but it's the lifestyle for me. Yeah. I had my prize picks queued up last night. Nice little night. Pajemski for Golden State helped me out. Over 10.5 points. Easy money. Watching that game on Peacock, getting our show sheet ready. It was fantastic.
Wisconsin guy. What? Isn't he from our state?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. What time does that game start?
Right.
It tipped at 10 after 10.
Oh, my
God.
What
gosh. Are you doing?
Which for you, Bulaga, would be 11:10 p.m. Eastern time. That game tipped last night.
You're out of your mind.
I did not stay up to see the end of it, similar to the World Series game the other night. I did not stay up to see the end of it, but I did. Pajemski got to over 10.5 points in the third quarter. I was like, all right, that's good for me. I sent our little show sheet out and went to bed. That was good. Yeah.
Well, it feels like there's no better time than right now to tell you about Behind the Bucks. If you love the NBA, you can listen to Behind the Bucks. That podcast is found on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, where we're still not back on. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. All right, time for trivia, Jesse. I just finished my Oregon trivia to send along to you for tomorrow. What's the category today, and what caller would you like?
So here's what we're going to do, fellas. You know, it is Wednesday, and it's always Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Except for this one time.
Except for today. Calling an audible. With Corey Linsley stealing the show and to rave reviews from the YouTube dwellers as our special guest of the day here with old Brian Bulaga, our trivia category today, which former Brian Bulaga teammate am I?
Ooh!
And Brian does not have the questions in his inbox, so he gets to play along.
Ooh!
Along with our contestant today.
All right, excellent. Brian wore number 75 for the Packers, and we're 79 at Iowa?
Yep.
So we'll do 79, but not caller 79. 7 plus 9 is 16. Caller 16, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays which former Brian Bulaga teammate, which does not deliver the same quality acronym as former Aaron Rodgers teammate, which of course was FART. Caller 16 plays trivia next. We gotta get the Chippewa Falls. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Rolling on with Brian Bulaga as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Time now for Wilde and Tausch Trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousin...
Sounds way better than Jesse when he does that. Let's welcome in our contestant.
Thought I sounded pretty good. He does say cookie really fun, though.
He does. And he also, cookie. It sounded like he stopped short, by the way. Let's get to our contestant. He is a first-time contestant. It is Dave in Deerfield. That's fun. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
We are awesome, and I hope you do awesome in trivia. This is always fun when we try something a little bit different. Again, the category is which former Brian Bulaga teammate am I? Brian has not seen the questions. He's not eligible for the Cousin Subs gift card. I don't think they have any locations near his home anyway. But I think they have Moe's Tex-Mex, and the girls really love that place, so they're going to come down and visit you just so they can go to Moe's. Here is your first question in Cousin Subs trivia. Question one. When I wasn't slamming beers at Bucks playoff games, I was number one on the Packers depth chart at left tackle on the opposite side of the offensive line as Brian Bulaga, thanks to him tearing his ACL on Family Night 2013, for 6 seasons. Which former Brian Bulaga teammate am I? Am I David Bakhtiari, Marshall Newhouse, or Jeff Saturday?
Bakhtiari.
Indeed, indeed. That is one for one. Brian would have gotten that one, I feel confident. Now, this one's a little more interesting. After playing college football at Connecticut and Eastern Kentucky, I followed up my 2 seasons as a quarterback in Green Bay, appearing in games with 5 other NFL teams, including the Detroit Lions. Which former Brian Bulaga teammate am I? Am I Brett Huntley, Tim Boyle, or Deshaun Kizer?
Tim Boyle.
Brian?
I'm going to say Boyle as well, yeah.
Good work. 2 for 2. Now we're going to go far into the archives. Not far enough to go back to Marion Central Catholic, I don't think.
No. That would have been fun.
Question number 3, Dave, is this. After quarterbacking Iowa to an Outback Bowl victory in 2008, I was drafted in the 5th round by the Kansas City Chiefs. Which former Brian Bulaga teammate am I? Okay, so think back. All right, your options are... Sorry, I accidentally closed my window if you couldn't tell. Your options are Ricky Stanzi, C.J. Beathard, or Chuck Long?
Ooh, Stampy.
Brian?
It was Ricky Stanzi.
Wow. So on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of the difficulty here, Brian, for you, it would obviously be a 1. You know all these people. How hard do you think these were for a typical contestant? Because Dave got them all.
I would think that the first two were easy for someone that follows the Packers. I think the Iowa one would make you... I mean, putting Chuck Long at the end, obviously everyone knows I didn't play with Chuck Long.
Yeah, I put that in there. I called it audible. Yeah.
Bad ad lib. I mean,
if you would have put Jake Christensen in there as the third... That would have made people second guess that one.
That's who Jesse had in there. I wanted to do Chuck Long. He's the only Iowa quarterback I really remember.
Dave, that would have made people guess.
Whether you benefited from my ad lib, which Jesse called a bad ad lib, I thought it was a great ad lib, but it also made it easier
bad
for you.
Lib, am I right?
Bad lib. Well, mad lib. And now you're a mad lib. You got all three right. That means you got four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Take it easy.
Well done, Brian. Well done, Jesse. I'm sorry for my bad lib. So, Christensen, did you play with him too?
Yeah. Yep.
So that would have made it much harder is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember him. I remember Ricky Stanzi.
I don't either. I got to be honest, Jesse. The only reason I changed it, because I thought that was a made-up name.
No. No, he was a real guy there.
No, yeah. I see that now. I learned that now. Yeah, I figured that out.
There's a lot of Iowa quarterbacks that feel like they're there forever. Ricky Stanzi might take the cake. He and Beathard, I think, were there for like 18 years.
That's true.
But there's some other guys that when you look at some of the past names, it feels like they were there forever. And
Vandenberg. If you would have put Vandenberg, I played with him. So,
hey, you weren't even there that long.
No.
You were like 17 when you got to the NFL. Well, maybe not 17, but close. All right, that is Will D'Antouche Trivia, the Brian Bulaga edition. We will play double Wisconsin or maybe some Oregon trivia, geography trivia tomorrow when Tausch allegedly will return to the fold. Before that, we have to wrap up today's show, and that begins with Whoa Nelly, which we will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me too.
Without further ado, time for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
I want to do a little brainstorming session here.
I love those.
Last night, ESPN and ESPN Plus featured the NHL Frozen Frenzy. Every NHL team was in action, and each game started incrementally 15 minutes at a time. So theoretically, you could watch puck drop, and then, if everything played out the way you would expect, the conclusion of each game consecutively. So you had like the first game started at 5 p.m., then another one at 5:15, then another one at 5:30, and it continued all until like 10 p.m., you know, when Brian was fast asleep and I was still wide awake watching Golden State and the Clippers.
Sorry, so, I missed that.
Yeah.
Could this work anywhere in the world of football? Because obviously the TV contracts are what they are. If like Big Ten Network for the first Saturday of the college football season, every hour or every 30 minutes, a new college football game kicks off. and it's like a whip around version of watching every team, almost like Red Zone. NFL, if there's a way that this would ever be done with international games, if we go to the 18-game regular season, is there any world where this could work and be successful in football?
I don't know. Because they already have, like, Red Zone. So, like, people get to...
Right!
See everything that they want to see, technically, if they want to get, like, the scoring. Like, you know what I mean? The scoring drives. Like, people seeing the conclusion of the games isn't really what they want to see, just, like, the scoring drives, I guess. And if there is a conclusion of the game, they cut to it anyway. Like, it's kind of on Red Zone. So I don't know. I'm not sure if that pans out.
What is the point of this?
Every team's in action. It's a league-wide effort to showcase all of the teams. You get to see every team start and theoretically end its respective game. And it starts at 5 p.m. for the East Coast and goes all the way until... You know, Calgary and whoever late at night.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by the fact that you're all blurry.
Yeah, that too. Whoa, Nelly!
Some might argue that's an improvement.
It's my good side. Yeah.
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 I do think baseball should do this on opening day.
Baseball's even harder to time up.
Now, you do first pitch. Yeah. At all 30 teams in Major League Baseball, opening day started at 1 p.m. Central Time, and every 30 minutes you start a new game. And that way, if you're a diehard baseball fan, you get to see first pitch in the first inning of all 30 teams.
So from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m. at night. All these different topics you could have done, and this is what you chose?
This is a good idea!
And now you're trying to tout it and extrapolate it out to other leagues. You're trying to fix something that ain't broke. College, that's a Tauschism.
College basketball kind of did this with, the Big East for their opening night, did like incremental 15-minute tip times, and that worked pretty successfully for whatever network was broadcasting that.
Do I have access to all these games?
Yeah, you would get a TV partner that would say, this is what we're going to do on this
night. Right, but who has enough channels? I have to do it on streaming.
Every game is streaming on, say, Big Ten college football, since, you know, that's our thing.
I don't know if there's a lot of things I don't want to watch on that one.
Iowa and Illinois State kicks off at noon. And then you have
Cardinals.
That's on Big Ten Network on TV for 30 minutes, and then it goes over to at 12.
So that channel flips?
Yeah, and then you have
this is dumb.
You have whatever Big Ten Network.
Nelly.
Nope.
No.
Nelly.
I'm out.
At 12:30. All right, if you want to keep watching, it's on Big Ten Plus. Now we're going to go to Madison, where Wisconsin-Miami, Ohio is kicking off. You get to see the first drives of that game. All right, now if you want
to
watch that.
Who wants to see first drives of a game?
Now we're going to go back to Evanston, and Northwestern's playing Eastern Michigan. For all those games that end up being one-sided on the...
Whoa, Nelly!
It's about 5 minutes. I'm never going to get back.
I'm right.
All right, you got one more that doesn't suck.
Hey, Brian Bulaga, of Brian Kelly, James Franklin, and Billy Napier all being fired, respectively, by LSU, Penn State, and Florida. What are your thoughts on the coaching carousel taking place in the landscape of college football?
First of all, I think it's the best job to have as a college football coach. You get fired and you get paid, 60-something million dollars to go away. Like, it's the best job to have. But what do I think? I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it's going to create, I don't know what it does, because all it does is going to create more controversy. Like, you're going to see Lane Kiffin go to one of these schools. He hasn't won anything anywhere to begin with, but then he's going to go get paid $15 million to go to Florida. He's going to lose in 3 years and then get paid $50 million to leave there. Like, it's just the same cycle over and over and over and over again. So, like, because, like, listen, who's going to beat Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia? Like, it's the same thing. It really is. It's the same rinse and repeat. rinse and repeat. So it doesn't matter. Just college head coaches that sign huge deals have the best jobs in America. If you're bad, you get a buyout, and then you can go hang out at a Fox studio, get paid like $100,000, and the college pays you the rest of your giant salary until you find another job that you really want to take. It's the best deal.
Matt LaFleur is at the podium. We will have some updates from what he has to say to wrap up the program. Jesse, this was not your best.
College football bowls should do my plan.
Yeah, now you're trying to go back to something that
This is actually a good idea. Because all the bowl games don't matter anymore. Everybody opts out of them, but they all exist. We don't need all the games standalone on television. Like, here's one at 2 o'clock on December 28th, and here's another one at 5:30 on December 29th.
I like bowl games.
So on a Saturday, you have each game on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, some of them on ESPN Plus that aren't as good. And then on ESPNU, you do the whip around. And every 30 minutes a game starts, and then they can do red zone style looking in and watch the kickoff of another one. And it's just Bowl-a-palooza, play them all on the same day. The non-playoff games.
Stop trying to save your terrible idea that you stole from the NHL, which is a terrible idea for them. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Tonight's
all right, a few things from Matt LaFleur speaking at the podium. First, he is not our favorite Packer who played at Iowa. Nothing against him. We just have people higher up in the power rankings like Matt Bowen and Mike Daniels.
Yeah, Mike Daniels was a good one. Yeah.
Micah Hyde.
Yeah, he was good.
I'm blanking on any other Iowa guys. But those
Daniels.
Guys were really good.
Yeah. Still hung up on him. He's good.
Lucas Van Ness will not practice today per Matt LaFleur, so that foot injury, he's still saying he's day-to-day, but I would
say
that
is this week three of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So he'll likely miss his third straight game. Also, Matt LaFleur was asked if Marshawn Lloyd would be back anytime soon, and LaFleur's response was, I wouldn't count on that anytime soon. That's a hamstring, right? It happened in camp. Like at the end of camp.
I was going to ask you about
him tomorrow. It's October 29th.
We got fans who keep texting us saying, when are you guys going to talk about Marshawn Lloyd and what he's going to do?
Well, apparently not ever. Yeah. Based on that response there, Blurry Jesse. And then, finally, before we run out of time, Matt LaFleur says Brandon McManus will kick today. So that would indicate he's going to be back on his regular schedule of Wednesday, Friday game day instead of last week when he kicked on Thursday when they were kind of testing whether he could be back. Brian, that would indicate that they're planning on him kicking again after his two misses and his two chip shot makes after and not Lucas Havrasik. So you feel good about that? I mean, he's the proven commodity, even though he did miss those two kicks last Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel good about McManus. I do. I mean, listen, I feel good about him as the kind of stalwart kicker. I mean, he's proven it. He's done it. I don't know how long you keep Havrasik on the roster, because I certainly don't think you want McManus looking over his shoulder. That's not something I think you want in a kicker's mind at all. But in the same breath, you want to make sure that the quad is okay. Like, are those kicks coming up short because he's not confident in the quad or something like that? So that's my only thought is how long do you keep two kickers on the roster?
Right.
Like, that's it's the only question.
Right, and maybe it's only long enough to get past the trade deadline and see if you can get something for him from a team that's desperate for kicking help. We'll have to wait and see about that. Stella has decided the show is over, clearly. It's time to go outside. So
where's that cat? That's the cat wrangler.
There are some cats down here as well. She may be barking at them. I can't confirm or deny. I can confirm that the show is over. Brian, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. Be on ready five, like in Top Gun, in case Tausch has some travel problems and we need you tomorrow.
I did ask Tausch, are you for sure back Friday? He said, travel pending. I hope so. So I don't know what your Friday plans look like, but we might need you.
Okay, well, keep me in the loop.
You're the best. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.